Hallelujah. That's what we need to do with the word, okay? Bring it up, meditate, think about it, and realize how good it is, amen? The cow probably doesn't think twice about that grass, but amen? All right. Well, let's pray and we'll get started. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we just thank you for the safety of Israel, your nation. We thank you for them, Lord. We stand with them. And we thank you that you're here to teach us, train us, Holy Spirit, that these words are not from me, they are from you. I will be obedient as I can to get out what you would have me share. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're here. And we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you want a title, all I have is the recipe. Okay, but we're going to be talking about God's love and about the love that he shed for us, in us, and to us that we need to be walking in. If we are his children, then we should emanate who he is, shouldn't we? Was that the correct word, emanate? Emanate or imitate, one or the other? And we know that from the word of God. We know it, that Jesus is our example. He was the express image of the Father. So we know how the Father would act. We know what the Father would say. And likewise, we can do the same. Amen. And Jesus did it by the Spirit, but in the flesh. Okay? For people to come and tell you that he was God, he couldn't have made a mistake. That's not true. We know that. We're taught that well here. Okay? We can override the flesh and be led by the Spirit, and we can operate from our spirit. Therefore, believe it or not, we could be perfect. I know people don't like to hear that, but you could, in essence, be perfect in your walk. If you did just like Jesus, if you heard and did just what the Father said, just what the Holy Spirit told you, you could walk perfectly. We all got a ways to go, don't we? Let's start in John 3:16. Of course, that is our main love scripture, isn't it? And let me just share this. We need to get ready to walk in love more and more and more in these upcoming days, because we are getting to the end. And we are going to have things come at us. We're going to have people come at us. And we need to have that love walk perfected. And is it easy all the time? No, it's not. You know, when you have to deal with people, it's not easy. If you didn't have to deal with anybody, it'd be one thing. But that's pretty much impossible to do unless you're a hermit, and then you're not doing what the word says, and you're not sharing the gospel anyhow. But, and it's being able to know know the love of God, know that people, they need to know who our God is, how much love he is, and how much he cares about them. I was talking to a friend of mine's wife yesterday, and he has a problem believing that if you live a good life and you do right things, that God would keep you out of heaven. But if you don't make Jesus your Savior, it's no choice. It's not him that's keeping you out. It's you that's keeping you out. I mean, he's given us instructions. He sent love in a body so that we would know what we need to do, how we need to act, and what we need to let come out of our mouths, which is the Word of God for people. And, you know, it's something we need to be bold about. Don't need to be ashamed about it. I was sharing with Pastor Yon, and we hear it all the time about people saying, well, God must have wanted to take so-and-so. Don't ever say that in front of me. I don't care who you are, because you will get stopped. I've had to do it four times within the last 2 weeks, and they might look at me like a cow at a new gate or something, but I'm sorry, you're not going to say that, when that is not the truth. That is nothing near the truth, and people do not know that. You get people that go to church and are in religion. Hey, God takes them when it's time. You've got to be kidding me. He doesn't have any authority on the earth, so how could he take somebody's life? And I share with them, usually it's the person. They end their own life by their actions or by their speech. And it's that simple. Amen? All right, we got that out of the way. John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." We know that's not just eternal life or forever. That means the life and nature of God, okay? It's all his attributes, and when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then that DNA of God is dropped down into your spirit, and it's there, and it's available, and it's like anything else. It's like us trying to teach a young one to speak, a baby to start and speak, and everything's in there for them to speak, but they need to be taught and trained about how to speak, what to speak, when to speak. But we have it all on the inside of us, but and that's why it's so important that you get someplace that they teach you about these things, that you can operate in the things of God, that you can lean to and take on his character and his nature, which is what we are called to do. Amen? We're called to do that. Yeah, we like all the good parts where he says you can pray and have whatever you want, but anything else, but then we get into the other stuff about our character and that, and we want to draw back a little bit, but no. All the other stuff would come if we would get the character taken care of. Amen? All the other stuff would be a breeze. And we know that, I don't know if I had a child and I could sacrifice my child and save the world. I don't know that I would. And I'm sure anybody in here that's got a child, I think you'd have to second guess on that one. I just don't know. It's kind of like the story about the kid running across the train tracks and the guy's the head of the switch and he's got a train full of people. What is he going to do? Is he going to kill all the people, save his kid? Or, and, you know, I don't know that I could. I'm glad God's not going to ever ask me to do that because he did it already. But you know what? Abraham was in that position, wasn't he? He was in that position to do that. And he had got his relationship so well basted in the love of God because he knew after what God had done, and he didn't do it in 2 weeks, did he? It took him about 25 years to get going in the right direction. But it come to that point that he had the authority on the earth to do this, and that would allow God to send Jesus for us to set us all free from that nonsense. Amen. He so loved the world. We need to love the world so much that we give them his son, Jesus. Amen. That's hard sometimes, people. When you listen to how people talk and people act, it's hard sometimes, but that's where we press on into, and we got to get into the love of God, and that's that choice that he chose to love us. It wasn't that we were so loving or so lovable, but he chose to love us in spite of. And you know what? Just what I said when we got started here, we need to get ready for that because these people are going to be coming here and they're not going to be lovable. They're going to be the farthest thing from lovable. Yet we need to have that love of God operating and working on the inside of us so that we can love them with the love of God. Amen? God needs people to show his love through whatever we do, okay? Whether it's through our businesses, whether our acquaintances, our neighbors. It's so important that we walk according to his word and walk as close as we can to Jesus' lifestyle. Amen? And you know what? It's so much fun once you get established in that. I'm having fun with all my neighbors because they walk their dogs by every morning. So I've got a connection with them, and then we start talking about the Lord. And I've shared, probably at least 8 or 10 of them that have come by. I've had opportunity to share the word of the Lord with them. So it's important. He loved, so he took an action. And he gave. That's the recipe right there. You love, so you take an action and you give. Amen? Amen. The world tries to obtain their own salvation, whether it's through reincarnation or through works. That's what my friend was saying. You can work your way into heaven, but you can't. You can't. You have to receive the free gift to get into heaven. It's no different than a ticket to a concert. You're not going to work your way into the concert. You better have your ticket, or you probably won't get in unless you sneak under the tent, however that is. But anyhow, but God knew what it would take to redeem mankind, and we can learn to love ourselves as we realize the great love God has for us. How many people do you run in that don't really love themselves? I mean, we run into them, don't we? They have issues, and you know, we know a lot of the younger people are with all this goofy stuff that's going on now, and the world leads them down that road, and they need to know about Jesus. God did not make a mistake and put you in the wrong body. He put you right where you were supposed to be. And they need to hear the word of God, and they need to get help knowing who they are and where they're supposed to be. And just don't change anything. Amen? Mercy is when something is provided for you that you cannot provide for yourself. Boy, we've all been in that situation, haven't we? Me and Pastor Ellen were going to church all our lives. We'd have been in hell had we died before we watched Kenneth Copeland on TV. And there you are, you're in church. Just what my friend said. Well, they're doing good. They're not doing anything ugly. You know, once you step over, you don't get to come back. And that's a sad, sad thing. Sad, sad thing. So we need that mercy. Amen? Amen. I'm going to say this, and I might get something thrown at me, but we need our government to show the people the love. Okay, this country was based on love. God sent people over here to establish this country so that we could live free, that we could worship our God free. And our government needs to straighten themselves up, okay? And you know what? We get a chance to do that, don't we, in November. Amen? Amen. That'll be my only plug about that. Let's take a look at Ephesians 2, verse 1. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in your trespasses and your sins. We were all there, weren't we? Every one of us. We were there. But he made us alive through the love that he had for us, okay? We were dead in our sins, and Jesus provided that salvation for us. His love was greater than our sins, for where sin abounds, grace that much more abounds. Well, we know that, don't we? Amen? So it was, God knew what he needed to do. And, you know, the Bible tells us that love never fails. So as long as we operate in that love, and that is the basis for everything that we walk in, we're going to look at it a little bit later about all the attributes of God. They're all based, and the foundation is on love. And if we don't base our life on love, we're going to have a problem. Amen? It's no different than foundations. When we do a foundation, it needs to be able to support the building. And the only thing that can support your life is the love of God. Amen, and that we get a hold of that love and understand that love, because it goes way past, you know, the hearts and flowers that you see floating around there. We know that in the Greek there's like 5 or 6 different words for love, and it's really not they've done us an injustice by not spelling out a little bit clearer. I guess we could blame King James on that, but other than that. And that's why you need to get someplace that teaches you the Word of God so that you know and understand what these different loves are about. You know, there's friendship, there's marital love, but then there's God's love. He chose, and it is, it's called charity in the King James, but it's his love that he's given us just because he loved us, and he chose to love us. And again, we weren't that really lovable. Yeah. When I get up at 5 in the morning, I'm probably the least lovable one you'd ever want to meet, Pastor Ned, until I at least get my blood flowing so I know. That's why I let Pastor Ellen sleep till about 6:30. Verse 8 in Ephesians 2. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, that it's not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. That was his unconditional love. He gave us that. I mean, if somebody come up and handed you a wad of money that was $1 million, I would hope you would take it. But this is far more important, and people do not take this. They don't catch it, and it's our job to put it in for the lack of a better word, in layman's terms, that they can understand it. And it's so important that we have that alive on the inside of us so that when it does come out, it comes out with God's anointing on it, and they actually feel that. They can actually feel the presence of God there. And if we tend to and do what we're supposed to do, that will be there. And it's important. It says, we're saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. How many people do we hear now that are boasting about all they're doing? A lot of them are in our government, but they're not doing a whole lot. But they're boasting about it. We can't boast about anything. It is a free gift. That would be like you getting $1 million and then you tell everybody, hey, I made $1 million. No, it was a gift. It was a gift. Saved by the grace through faith, it's not of ourselves. It's not our faith. It's a gift. It was our faith to speak and to receive. But faith was from God. So we get the faith from him and it comes by hearing his word. It's not of works, and no one deserved it. No one deserved it. That's where God's love comes in. That we didn't deserve it. And you know what? You might see people and you know what? You think, oh, they don't deserve to hear about Jesus. But yet they do. They do. Okay? And that's why we need to. And even, you know what? Even if you practice in your mirror, witnessing to people, so you can get some boldness built up. Okay? Read the scripture so that you know them fluently, that you don't stumble over them. That'd be the worst thing. Somebody giving me a recipe and they're stumbling over the recipe, you don't know the recipe. You don't know the recipe. I don't know that I want to use it. No, but when you're fluent with it, and you are actually an extension of the Spirit of God on this earth because he needs us. Okay? And it's not for anybody to say, woohoo, God needs me. No, you need him worse than he needs you, believe me, okay? But he needs us to be his voice, to be his hands, to be his body on the earth, that we can get this thing accomplished so that we can wrap it up. You know, the time's closing in. It's closing in quickly. But we need to get with his program. Amen? And it is. It's talking. I mean, heck, you don't know anybody that don't talk, do you? Sometimes they talk too much, don't they? Pastor Yellen accuses me of that too sometimes, but just to, so I'm not excluded, okay? I'm right there. But you know what? You get talking about something you love. My neighbor come by the other day and he had a 24 hours of Le Mans jacket on. I can't say I used to love auto racing, that particular kind of auto racing, okay? It's kind of like everything else, all the sports, they've kind of messed it all up. But nonetheless, I got talking to him because it interested me. Well, he didn't get to go there, but he did get the jacket someplace. But anyhow, so we talked about that. But it's something that you do care about or something that you do love. And the God kind of love on the inside of us, that should make us desire to love people and to be able to share what we have for people, which is the love and the life of God on the inside. And that's why we're here. Otherwise, we could pack it up and head home on the bus. Okay? No, we're here to do a job. And we're here to serve our master. Amen? And you know what? He don't want you to do it alone. He's right there with you. You know, he is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is ever present. And one thing we need to meditate about is that he is living in us. And it's something we need to get the reality of so that you're not alone. He is right there with you. I didn't see or read any place in there where he ever had a problem talking to anybody about anything. He talked about politics. He talked about sickness. He talked about everything. And he was very, we knew he knew what he was talking about. And that's what we need to get on the inside of us. Amen? Because we are an extension of him. It's something we need to get a hold of. He was love in the flesh. He was love in the flesh. You couldn't get any more love put any place, but it was in him. And people say, well, he talks. No, he didn't talk ugly to those people. He talked just how they needed to be talked to. You know, some people you talk different to, some people you talk different to. That's just the way it is. And the thing about it is the Holy Ghost will show you how to talk to those people, what to say to those people, so that he can drop that seed in them so that he can get them on the hook. Amen? Once that seed's in there, it's not up to us. I mean, we can water the seed, but it is up to God. He's going to bring the increase. God's going to bring in this last time revival. If we think we're going to do it, we're nut ear in a fruitcake, okay? Because we're not going to be able to handle all those people. But he is going to be able to, through us and through other people in the body of Christ, he's going to be able to manifest all this stuff that he's talked about. You know, he has never failed to have a prophecy come to pass. None of them. They've all come to pass. And it's so important. And Pastor Bob said it. We don't want to get up and all caught up with all these nut jobs and their prophecy, okay? If it's in the Bible, it's prophetic by the word of God. That's one thing. If you got a nut on TV, whether he's a walnut or a pecan, whatever he is, just crack him and leave him, okay? Yeah. Let me finish by saying the other nuts that are condemning all the ministers that we follow. And I'm thinking, boy, apparently you people didn't read the Bible, because you're going to have to answer for all this nonsense you're talking about these other ministers, because you don't know them. You do not know them. Whew. Sad. Anywho, let's go to Romans 5:18. Romans 5:18. It says, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Wow, we're saved by grace and not of the works, but it's the condemnation came through one man. Okay? That don't mean we can beat Adam up when we get to heaven if he's there, okay? We can't beat him up. We've all made a mistake, haven't we? All men have sinned because of that one man. So also Jesus sacrificed on the cross, being condemned to hell. See, all men sinned, but all men have been set free and can be saved, but it's their choice. Okay, we sin by choice, don't we? Sometimes we sin by accident, but more than often we sin by choice. But we've been set free from that and that condemnation because we have been forgiven and the blood of Jesus has covered us. But in sin, you couldn't stop that before Jesus came. See, we can stop it now if we're being led by the Holy Spirit and we stay in tune with the Word of God. Okay? We don't have to go to hell and pay forever for our sins because we were rescued and replaced by Jesus, and that is love in action. Okay? Every now and then I'll go back and pull up the passion and just look at that and know that beating he took wasn't anything like he got, okay? They toned it down from the original, but it was toned down from, I mean, the original scene that they shot, they toned it down because they said people couldn't handle it. But I know we couldn't handle watching him getting beat right there in person. No. And he knew the shame, he knew the pain, but yet because of the love he had for us, he did it. He did it. And he saved us from spending eternity in the pit, which we ought to be thanking him every minute of the day for that one. Amen. Amen. It says, many made sinners through the one Adam, and in turn, the many could be saved because of one. So each man didn't have to have their own original Redeemer. Jesus could die for all. Just receive what's been provided for us. We didn't have to work for it because we didn't earn it. It was just God's love. Amen. in verse 17. I'm sorry, that was verse 19. I apologize. Jump to 19. It says, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Okay, that was what the scripture. Go to 17. It says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. This word right here, we rule and reign, okay? We rule and reign through our Lord and Savior. And we need to do that. We don't need to roll over. We don't need to take all the nonsense the world's pushing at us. We need to stand up and rule and reign like him. He did not back down from anybody at any point in time, even death when he was faced with it. He did not let the religious leaders feed them any of their nonsense. He pretty much put them in their place. We hear a lot of that same stuff today. Jump to Revelations 12, verses 10 and 11. I want to share something out of there. I had it written down here. It says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Okay? Well, you know what? Jesus didn't love his life to death because he gave it for us. So if that's the least we could do, but nonetheless, we are to be overcomers, and we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That's why we have we can apply the blood in any and every situation if you need to, and the word of our testimony. And that's what we share with people, that if they take the words of our testimony, it is life to them, just like Pastor Ellen with her shoulder miracle. You know, people say, wow, really? Yeah, really, really. And you hear about that, but, you know, sometimes it's not as close as it is in my case with my wife, okay? But I saw the x-rays, and I can verify anything that anybody asked me about, but certainly. But the thing he talks about backing up there, it says he condemns them day and night, okay? And he did. And now he just comes, and it says he was cast down to the earth. Now he condemns us personally. Amen. He talks to you. He talks to me. Tells you you're not going to make it. This is coming against you. Tell you you're not the person you should be. No, we are the person we should be. We are the body of Christ. And that's when we need to get in his face. Because we will be in heaven and he won't be. He will be in the pit. But he comes, and you know what? He talks to people that aren't saved, and those people don't know any better. And that's why it's so important that we get out there and get them saved and get them in some place that they can hear the word of God so that they can combat that, because they are in the body of Christ at that point in time, and they have the same weapons that we have. And if we don't use our weapons, it's our own fault. We need to, you know, the military studies and works on their weapons. They clean them, they take them apart, put them together as quick as they can. Keep them clean. They use them. They practice with them. And it's not just the rifle. It's the knife. It's hand to hand. But we need to know what we have access to through the love of God, that we can defeat this guy in no time. Jesus defeated him in three questions, didn't he? Three questions he defeated him in. And that's why it's so important that we know the truth. We know about the love of God. That is what girds us up. That is what carries us through. It'll carry you through every day. If you get up in the morning and have a problem, you need to get right into the love of God and find out who you are. And it'll carry you through the whole day, regardless of what you have coming at you. Amen? Amen. It's important. But he will be talking to you every day. And you know what? He's kind of like some of them people I talked about. He just don't shut up sometimes. because he wants to drag you down and he wants you to quit. Okay? And we won't quit. You can't quit. That's when you lose, when you quit. You won't lose if you don't quit. Amen? And we are to reign in life through Christ Jesus because of that gift of righteousness. All right? That is a choice. Okay? That's a choice. And we need to take it. You need to make the right choice. I know we all make bad choices during the day or wrong choices. We need to get into the habit of making the right choice. And it is the only way we can do that is by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God.
Yeah, that's it.
But we can do that. You know, whether it's to talk to somebody in a grocery store or whatever. That was a choice you had to make. And you know what I opt to do? Even if I'm not supposed to and I think I am, I do it anyhow. Because what's the worst they can do? Tell me to get out of their face? You know. So if you miss it that way, you're better off than if you miss it the other way. Because you never know. 2 Corinthians 5, 19. Boy, I've got to get going. I'm not going to make it for sure. 2 Corinthians 5, 19. And that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That's the key right there, isn't it? We are here to reconcile the world to God. Amen. Amen. He didn't hold our sins against us. His purpose was to reconcile us to himself. First time Jesus came to save us from our sins and give us his life. Next time Jesus comes, it's going to be to judge the world. And they're not going to be happy. And that's why it's important that we need to get as many people as we can. Amen? In this day of accusations, it is hard to think or to see ourselves righteous, but his word says it. Amen? You know, the word tells us we are righteous, the righteous. He is Jehovah Tsidkeni. He is the God of our righteousness. It's his righteousness that he's given us. You know, nobody's given me anything like God has given me about me being righteous, okay? My family had told me, yeah, you are who you are, and we're from good stock, but that doesn't make me righteous, okay? But when I received Jesus, I was made the righteousness of God, which entitles me to be into the family. And also it entitles me to walk upright and not have to listen to any of the nonsense from the devil telling me I'm not the person I should be. And I usually just tell him, but you are the person you are. Amen? Oh, let's see here. Let's go to 1 John 4:10. 1 John 4:10. John knew something about the love of God, didn't he? Because he said he was the one that Jesus loved. Amen. It says, in this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins, okay? He loved us and he paid a high price to rescue us. A high price. A high price. He redeemed us because he valued the vessel. And it's based on the price that someone's willing to pay for us. So for us to ever think that we're not valuable, if you can put a price or a value on the life of Jesus, who walked perfectly, then you can put a price on yourself. I haven't been able to do that, no way, shape, or form, but I do know that he values me. And that's something that we never ever ought to forget. And if you spend time with him, if you'll spend time with him and just fellowship with him, you'll take that on and you'll take that love on and you'll be able to know how much he loves you. what the value he put on you to send Jesus to die for you when we weren't even here yet. You know, we were in him, but we weren't here. We weren't even on the earth, but yet he knew what was going to happen, and he knew what to do to bring us to where we needed to be. All right? It says, therefore, if God loves me and values me that much, I should be able to love myself. Amen? You need to tell yourself that. The world doesn't know the value of life because we're killing people day in and day out. They do not have any value of life, period, anymore. They don't. I mean, people just kill people to kill people. So it's important that we know that, okay? God values, loves my neighbor and the world. Who am I not to love them? Amen? If I refuse to love myself, then I'm going against God's will, putting my thought above his. You know, that's things we need to think about. And we have been, I think Pastor Tim and Pastor Yon both talked about, we need to evaluate ourselves. You know, you need to evaluate your thought life. I know it scares us sometimes, but we still need to evaluate it. And we need to judge it by the Word of God. And then we need to get it in line with the Word of God. Amen? Pastor Yon kind of keeps me straight on some of that because she lets me know. Okay, jot these next scriptures down, and then I'm going to go to the last one. We'll finish up. Jot down 1 John 4:18. Still talking about love. We got John 14:25-26. We know that it's God's will that we live a long, satisfied life. Amen. He sent the Holy Spirit. And he is just like Jesus, okay? It's a perfect duplicate to walk and talk and take care of us, okay? And we need to spend time with him, amen? That's just like sitting down with Jesus and talking to Jesus. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit, so that he couldn't be in many places at one time, so he sent the Holy Spirit, can be in his body, wherever his body is and whoever his body is, amen? All right, let's go to Galatians 5:22-23. Galatians 5:22-23, and we know that these are the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. This is God's DNA that he deposited in us when we were born again. And it's just like I said at the beginning there, it's things that we need to learn about, we need to operate in and function in. It's no different than getting a new job. You need to learn the new job and be able to function in it. And all these characteristics, we need to know exactly what they are. We need to know how to function in them. Because like I was saying, we need to be able to walk in love here because it's going to get a little bit wild here in not too much time. But it says the fruit of the Spirit is love. We know that's the basis. That would be the main ingredient in the recipe is love, okay? But then we have the joy, the peace. We know a little bit and understand about them. Long-suffering, that's the one we don't like. The kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the gentleness, and self-control is the other one we don't like. But against such there is no law, but that is on the inside of us. Okay, that's in our DNA. That's no different. If your hair is brown on your DNA, it's going to be brown. But that's our new DNA right there. And that's what we need to meditate on and study about so that we can walk in all that. Because Jesus walked in all that perfect. And that enabled him to walk in all the gifts of the Spirit perfect. And that is what we need to get in position to do because we are going to be called to do some things that, believe you me, we're not going to want to do them on our own, but the time is going to be coming when we get into this end time and he's getting ready to wrap it up, we need to be ready. And we need to be in a position and have all this operating on the inside of us because it will come and the enemy will come and tempt us, test us, and try us in these situations, and we need to be ready. Amen. But that is on the inside of us, and that is who we are. And I know, well, I'm just like my, Christy tells me that, you're just like Dad. Yeah, I know that. I know that. I'm trying to change, okay, but I know that. I don't want to be as grumpy as my dad, so I'm trying to change, Christy. Just hang with me. But anyhow, those are our characteristics, and that's our DNA that we need to work on so that we can bring it up and walk in the love of God, okay? It is our protection, and it's our strength that we can walk in, okay? And it's like I shared about the soldier. It is going to be our self-defense when we can walk in that. We know that love never fails. But those other things, along with, we know that we got the armor of God that we can wear. But all this goes in together with Him that makes us the complete soldier for the body of Christ in the end times. And is it going to be work? Yeah, it's going to be work. We're going to have to work at it. But you know what? In the end, it's going to be well worth it. Because it's gonna stack up your rewards, you know, and the people that you encounter, and they're gonna say, "Wow, I didn't know that about God," and they'll experience His presence, and you know what? They'll be ready, because if we can love them and they know that God loves them like we love them, they won't have a problem. Amen. They won't have a problem. So it's important that we do that. All right. Not only do we want to have that so we can save ourselves or be in good position, we want it so that we can save other people and that they can, you know, it is for our survival, but it's so we can save other people. It's no different than military going in and getting prisoners out. These people are prisoners of the devil, and we need to set them free. Jesus came and set them all free. We just need to let them know you are free, and this is how you get freer. Amen? Amen. Well, Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord. Most of all, we thank You for that love, Lord, that You've shed upon us. Oh, what an awesome love that You've shed upon us. We thank You, Lord, that it is deposited in our spirit, and it is what we walk in and live in every day, Lord. We praise You. We give You the glory. I thank You, Lord. We seal this on the inside, Father, of our people. And we thank You for it. We thank You, Holy Spirit, that You bring these things back up on the inside of us so that we can meditate on them and that we can walk in them, be adept in them, and be the soldier that You've called us to be. We thank You for that in Jesus' name. Amen.